Hello again. This is Mark Wilkes, host of the podcast Dads Know a Little Something, and I'm coming to you on Mother's Day Eve. As we all know, Mother's Day is tomorrow. It is a day where we honor those women who, without them, we couldn't call ourselves fathers. In fact, without them, this podcast would not be a thing. So for that alone, I thank you. Now, there is a laundry list of things other than this podcast that we could thank mothers for. We could thank mothers for their self-sacrifice. We thank mothers for the time and effort that they put in to raising their children, helping take care of the house, helping take care of all of the things that go with maintaining a family, whether that be financial, emotional, what have you. We want to thank them for sharing the burdens that go with raising children and supporting a partner. I want to thank all of you for that. Specifically, I want to thank my wife, Marita. She is the mother of our three beautiful children. She is a picture of self-sacrifice. She puts herself dead last to make sure that her children and me, her husband, have everything that they need. I have very rarely seen such an example of sacrifice and self-denial from someone. She, to me, is one of the ultimate expressions of what a mother is. And Marita, I thank you and I love you for the things that you do to help maintain this family in the state that it is. And our children appreciate it as well. Even though sometimes it doesn't seem like it, they do, believe me. Secondly, I want to thank my own mother, Barbara. She managed to raise three boys, myself and my two younger brothers, and she has not killed one of us yet. We're all still breathing. And I know we were not the easiest boys to raise, discipline, or even get along with all the time. So for that, Mom, I thank you, and I want to tell you that no matter what, you will always be the first in my heart and head when it comes to moms. Thirdly, I want to shout out my daughter, Charity. She, just over a year ago, became a mother herself to our grandson, our rambunctious, energetic grandson. She is young. She's only in her early 20s, but she's already exhibiting those qualities that I described in her mother, Marita. She is an amazing mom. She works her fingers to the bone to provide for her son, and she, no price is too high. No effort is too great for her in order to take care of her son, our grandson. And Cherry, I just want to let you know that both myself and your mother see what you're doing, and we love and appreciate you for it. That being said, I'm going to start to wrap this up by simply saying that I understand that there are going to be situations where saying thank you or giving any other kind word to the mother of your children will be difficult, if not impossible. I understand that there are conflicts and that there are issues between fathers and mothers who just happen to be separated that can seem to be insurmountable. And I don't want to cause, I don't want there to be a cause for conflict on Mother's Day. So to those who are facing those conflicts and those issues that seem insurmountable, that seem so bitter that no kind word, it seemed, would make a dent, I just make this suggestion. Send a simple text message that says, thank you for what you do for our children, and keep it moving. You don't have to say anything else. That way, you said your piece, you can go on with your life, and the mother you happen to have a conflict with can take it how she wants. But I feel like that simple act just might go a long way to, if not completely resolving that conflict that you may have, it will at least soften her just a little bit so that she knows that while you may not be together or you may be facing whatever issue, that you appreciate her as the mother of your children. I don't see why on Mother's Day the hatchet can't be buried for just long enough to send a text. Not even the whole day, just about 10 seconds. As far as the impossibility of saying those kind words to your mother, I'm referring to those whose mothers have passed. I know several people, that number seems to be growing every year, I know several people whose mothers are no longer with us, and Mother's Day is an especially difficult day for them. I would like to encourage you that have lost your mothers. I still have mine. My mother is still alive, so I can't imagine what you're going through, but from some of those who have told me what they do to get through this day, their advice, not my advice, their advice was to just talk to your mother as if she's still there. Say what you would say to her as if she was sitting with you on the couch and you guys are just watching TV. Just talk to her. Have a conversation. Whether that works for you, I hope that works for you and brings you some comfort. I do. It seems to help those who have told me this is what they do. So I would like to offer that advice to those whose mothers are no longer here. And as I said, I can't imagine what you go through on this day. I can only hope and pray that you find some comfort in having a conversation with your mom as if she was still there. It might just lighten the burden on your heart. I hope it does. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up by saying that, mothers, we love you. We appreciate everything that you do. And without you to share the burden of a relationship and a household and rearing our children, life would be not just harder, but empty. So mothers, thank you, we love you, and happy Mother's Day to all of you.